In California, today is the deadline for candidates to file papers to run to replace Governor Gray Davis. Several hopefuls completed that task this morning at the L.A. County Registrar's Office.
First of all, I just filed officially the papers to run for governor of California.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is certainly the most prominent of California's crop of would-be governors, but it seems that there will be other serious contenders, too. And joining us now from our studios in Los Angeles to talk about it is NPR's Ina Jaffe. Hello, Ina.
Hi, Jackie.
Well, news just keeps happening in California about who is and is not on the ballot out there. Today, you had one of the Democratic contenders drop out.
Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi had said he was definitely in the race, but he had not filed his papers yet. And as the day wore on today, people were wondering if he was going to. He did say finally, not very long ago, that he was dropping out. He had been under a lot of pressure from other Democrats, from labor leaders, who wanted the party to be able to coalesce around a single candidate. And now it looks like that's going to be Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. It seemed the more appropriate choice given his position as Lieutenant Governor, and also the possibility that he could become the first Latino governor in the modern history of the state of California. They thought might bring out a lot of Democratic voters.
Well, you could certainly be forgiven for not having a scorecard, Ina. There were so many people who wanted to come forward. Who else is getting serious consideration, or is anyone getting serious consideration after Arnold Schwarzenegger on the Republican side?
Well, in addition to Arnold Schwarzenegger, there is businessman Bill Simon. He ran against Gray Davis last November and lost by 5 points, but he's back in the race, and he's hoping that his supporters will remain loyal to him. There is also Republican Peter Uberoth, who's the former baseball commissioner and had organized the Olympic Games in Los Angeles in 1984. And although he is a Republican, he says he is going to run as an independent with a bipartisan campaign staff and try and be the unity candidate. He's promised to only serve out the rest of Gray Davis's term if he becomes the replacement.
And we should say he filed today, correct?
Just today, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not the only independent, however. Arianna Huffington, the political commentator, also filed papers today to run.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to keep count there. We should also say that all of these would-be candidates are really running against each other, not against the incumbent, right?
Well, they are running against each other. The way the ballot works is Gray Davis will be on there alone in the first question, do you want to recall him, yes or no? And then voters go on to a second part that will list Bustamante and Schwarzenegger and Huffington and also Hustler publisher Larry Flint and child actor Gary Coleman and all the other people who are running. And people will choose among them. And the one that gets the most votes, you don't have to have a majority, just a plurality. The one with the most votes immediately becomes governor the next day. And this is why party leaders on the part of Democrats and Republicans were all saying the advantage goes to the party that can have the fewest candidates on the ballot.
We should just remember Governor Davis. What are his prospects right now?
Well, originally polls were showing voters split kind of 50-50. On the recall itself, even though his personal popularity is hovering around 20% somewhere. But more recently, the polls have shown the governor slipping in terms of the recall. And Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante said that's one of the reasons that he decided that he had to get into the race. Meanwhile, Gray Davis is focusing on using the power and prestige of his office to galvanize support and make people think they should keep him on. He's making a lot of public appearances. He's signing a lot of bills in public. And the famously drab governor is even smiling a lot more.
NPR's Ina Jaffe in Los Angeles. Thanks a lot, Ina.
You're welcome, Jackie.